Today's devotion is entitled, Full Armor of God, by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. How do I deal with, you name it? Life in this world is a journey with many ups and downs. Sometimes it feels like the ups are few and far between, and the downs seem to hold on much longer. How do we deal with the roadblocks, challenges, and frustrations that come our way? The full armor of God is a gift to every believer because we need it. Verse 13 uses the word when evil comes our way, not if evil comes our way. When we ignore the reality of the spiritual world, when we downplay the impact of an active army of evil with its arrows pointed at us, when we deny the presence of the liar, accuser, deceiver, working tirelessly to cause division between us and God, or us, our neighbors, we give the devil unearned influence. The full armor of God is a comprehensive defense against the schemes of the devil. Breastplate, shield, helmet, shoes, and even a belt to hold it all together. Nothing can penetrate this defense. We stand our ground and remain unscathed from whatever comes our way. But stand and endure is not the only plan God calls us to. The final piece of the full armor is a sword. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God and is the only attack weapon we are given. Putting the Word of God into practice destroys the power of any assailant, including the devil himself. The Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12. The name of Jesus, spoken as words, causes every knee to bow, including every knee under the earth. In other words, the Word of God is too powerful for any foe. Putting the Word of God into practice is the difference between your house standing firm and your house falling flat in the storms of life. God is real. His Son Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit living and active in the Word of God is real. And the devil and his attacks are real. None of us like conflict, and we would rather pretend that things are okay than focus on the negative. But ignoring it won't make it disappear. In fact, ignoring it gives it more power. What destroys the devil, all his works, and all his ways? The full armor of God.